Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Back in 2021, we brought you two episodes on the disappearance of a Georgia man named Brian Worley. We spent months working on his case with his niece, Amanda. She's been the driving force behind the push for continued coverage for and investigation into her uncle's disappearance. You may recall that in September of 2009, Brian was traveling between Atlanta, where he lived with his longtime partner Jeff, and Carrollton, Georgia, his hometown. Brian had been caring for his aging parents there and managing their affairs. After Brian's father's death, he and his siblings arranged for their mother, who needed nursing care, to enter a care facility. But Brian needed to be in Carrollton to handle a small probate court matter for their estate, even though Georgia had just experienced a historic flood that September. So, he drove through dangerous conditions to make it down to Carrollton. While Brian was in town, he saw several family members. He spoke to his niece Amanda on the phone. He checked in with Jeff on the phone, and he made plans for a vacation to directly follow that court date. But Brian never appeared for that simple but required event. And family and friends never heard from him again. Despite his car later being found abandoned states away, and a $10,000 reward that was offered by Jeff before his death, there has been no sign of Brian Worley. Brian suffered from several serious medical conditions, and Amanda and her loved ones have never thought that Brian disappeared of his own volition. In 2021, we worked to raise the profile of Brian's case, which was then virtually unknown outside of Georgia. But it's just not been enough. Amanda needs much more support and help to solve her uncle's disappearance. So now, she has partnered with Crime Junkie and Audiochuck to get his story out to a much wider international audience of millions. We think this is an incredible chance to reach someone who might have the piece of information that Amanda and Carrollton PD need to resolve Brian's case. And just as important, Audiochuck is helping Amanda broadcast her brand new GoFundMe effort, something that we hope you'll join us in supporting too. Amanda's gotten quotes on what it's going to cost to run a billboard campaign for Brian in Carrollton, and she's raising that money now. Let us tell you, raising money for billboards is very, very difficult. We know that because we've done it for years. And sometimes, honestly, you don't know how you're going to pay the rent next month. Having millions of people there to support you is absolutely game-changing. So please, join us in supporting this new coverage of Brian's case and in donating to Amanda's efforts. Brian got virtually no media attention even here in Georgia, and as a gay man who went missing in the Deep South, the cards have remained stacked against him. Audiochuck assigned a reporter to work with Amanda's family to provide new coverage in his case, and we're so happy that Brian is getting that essential additional media attention. It can be the difference between a case staying cold and a case being solved. We hope you'll support Amanda's efforts to fund this awareness campaign. You can find a link in our show notes. We're going to re-release our coverage of Brian's case this weekend so you can refresh yourself, but we encourage you to go listen to the new episode too. There will be information never before released. Thank you for listening, and please help us all find Brian Worley.